Wolf Blitzer was taken aback by the phony sham of a vote which was supposed to have a two-thirds majority in favor of or against, and it obviously didn't achieve that. Even Wolf Blitzer talking to Paul Begala, Democrat, Clintonite, and he's embarrassed, so they just kind of laugh it off. Oh, yeah, I know we treat democracy as a sham, but, you know, that's just who we are.
Paul Begala, I don't know about you, but to me, it didn't sound like a two-thirds majority.
Sound like three-fourths?
I don't know.
Five-six?
I don't know what it sounded like. 99-100?
At best, maybe it sounded even, if you will. But what do you think?
Beyond awkward. It's embarrassing. It's stupid. It's an unforced error by my party.
Yep, unforced error. He had to admit it. Good for him. Let's go to Matt. You're calling from the Jewish Policy Center?
Yes, in Washington. How are you doing?
All right, good, good.
So what a absolute circus there yesterday. You know, it's a completely an unforced error. You know, it used to be that you would look at specific leaders within the Democrat Party. You know, you can look at President Obama, you can look at Jimmy Carter and say the leadership is anti-Israel. You know, it is just against Israel. You know, this is what's striking about this is that this was apparently the gut reaction of delegates who were there to you know, to show what the Democratic Party thinks. And taking out Jerusalem as Israel's capital, as if Jerusalem had ever been the capital of any other state other than Israel in the history of time, you know?
Well, and the language about Hamas recognizing Israel's right to exist, the Palestinian refugees, and where were the... All this language was stricken from the platform.
It is, yet another move by the administration that reopens old issues that had already been pushed off to a final status agreement. The idea that Palestinian refugees would return to a Palestine, should it be created, that was something that was in the Clinton parameters in 2000. That was something that was pretty much understood. To take that out, and again, that part is not even put back in. So the idea that even, okay, now the sham vote occurred and the language on Jerusalem is in, so now everything should be, you know, hunky-dory. No. Well, you know, Israel should not have to negotiate with Hamas, a terrorist group that is pledged to its destruction.
You're right. Yeah, I mean, look, in Hamas's, for those who don't know, in Hamas's charter, they call, in their founding document, their central thesis is not liberty for all people, but the destruction of the state of Israel, period, the end of the state of Israel. And, you know, look, Matt, I played a lot of audio during the Occupy movement of the rampant anti-Semitism at the Occupy movements, not just from, you know, members of Islamic groups.
It's called the fringe, correct?
Well, yeah, that's right. That was just the fringe. I had, you know, a school teacher who's on saying, you know, we got to kick all the Zionist Jews out of the country. And all the, you know, billionaires and millionaires are Jews. All the owners of the banks are Jews. All the people that got us into this trouble are Jews. It was starting to have an eerily familiar ring over time. We've got Jeremiah Wright, Barack Obama's spiritual inspiration, who is, you know, has made it quite clear over time that he's anti-Semitic. He, you know, then says, and liberals defend him, and the news media defends him. Oh, no, I'm just anti-Zionist, as though that cleans up the whole matter. But when he wasn't able to meet with President Obama, he declared the Jews won't let him see. I mean, he sounds like Louis Farrakhan half the time. He's clearly an anti-Semite. So since you're from the Jewish Policy Center, explain to me why any American Jew would support the Democrat Party.
Yeah, it's very difficult to say. You know, eight months ago or so, I called and you asked me the same question when we were discussing something about the Arab Spring and Iran. I mean, it'll be very interesting to see how Jews vote this time around. It's manifest how Obama feels about Israel. Even taking out, you know, Israel is our strongest ally in the region. They are the strongest ally in the region. So what is the deal with continuing to coddle enemies, engage with Iran, engage with Russia, engage with people that are against us, and taking those that are supposed to be our friends and pushing them aside? There's no reason to continually throw Israel under the bus. So, I mean, all I can say is this should be a striking moment for Jews around the country, Jews anywhere, to look at what this says.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, at long last. You know, I mean, if you haven't been paying attention all these years, then now's the time to pay attention. Matt, thank you for checking in.